Radio Prague News. Jiří Čunek has been elected leader of the Christian Democratic Party. Talks on a coalition government continue without the Green Party. And a fifth of Czechs believe that only men should have the privilege of higher education. The Christian Democratic Party, the fourth biggest party in the lower house, elected a new leadership at its party conference in Brno on Saturday. The party's new chairman is Senator Jiří Čunek, a politician whose name made headlines nationwide when, as mayor of Szczecin, he evicted several hundred Romani rent defaulters from the town centre in mid-October. A Roma organisation is pressing charges of racism against him, and some two dozen Romanis turned up to protest against his election outside the Brno Conference Hall. On the other hand, there are many who praise Senator Čunek for the decisive manner in which he dealt with rent defaulters, and observers say this may have helped him win a seat in the Senate. Senator Čunek has called for party reform, and his election to the post of chairman is expected to give the party a new direction. Talks on forming a new coalition government continue without the Green Party, which announced its decision to withdraw from the talks on Friday because their program priorities were allegedly not being taken into account. According to a press report released by the Social Democrats, the three remaining parties, that is the Civic Democrats, the Social Democrats and the Greens, are now discussing reforms in the areas of healthcare and security. Meanwhile, there's been speculation as to the position of Jiří Paroubek, leader of the Social Democrats, following Thursday's announcement that another party deputy wanted to leave the deputies' group in Parliament. This would undermine the party's position in government talks. In recent weeks, there have been signals that the party is divided over whether it should go into the opposition or fight for a place in government. There has even been speculation that the former party boss, Miloš Zeman, who is no longer active in politics, has been trying to organize a putsch against the current Social Democrat leader. Mr. Zeman has rejected the idea as nonsensical. A fifth of Czechs believe that only men should have the privilege of higher education. A poll conducted by the CVVM agency indicates that 18% of Czechs, mainly older people, still believe in the male-female division of labour, according to which the man is the breadwinner and the woman's place is in the home. Despite this surprising outcome, the number of women graduating from Czech universities is on par with that of male graduates, and the vast majority of Czech women work. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, and my name is Dita Asiedu. Up next, St. Nicholas, but also the angel and the devil, visit Parliament. Want to trade a run-down block of flats for a beautiful Baroque palace? Well, it's too late. These stories and more in Magazine with Daniela Lazarová. Learn how to say you're a good person, but no one's fool, in our new musical Czech language program. And stay tuned to hear how a young chef from northern Moravia ended up in Arnold Schwarzenegger's kitchen.
Celebrities know all about it. Fame is sweet, but sometimes fans can get just a little too enthusiastic. President Klaus, currently rated the most trustworthy politician in the Czech Republic, likes to go on walkabouts when he travels to meet with the public or stay after an event to sign autographs for the fans who crowd around him. At one such event last week, an ardent fan shook his hand so hard that he sprained the president's ring finger. It was an unfortunate accident, his spokesman Petr Hayek explained later. The fan wanted to pump the president's hand. Unfortunately, Mr. Klaus was still holding the pen he'd just signed an autograph with, and the combination of the pen and crushing handshake sprained his finger. Luckily, it was not broken, said Mr. Hayek. When the president next appeared in public, he was sporting a bandaged ring finger, and no doubt he will be quick to drop anything he's holding before fans descend on him in the future. It is not only at football matches that things can get a little out of hand. At a boxing match in the town of Prostějov last week, the game spilled out of the boxing ring when one of the points referees got into a fight with a fan in the front row. A former boxer, the referee dealt him a fine left hook that sent him reeling into the hands of his friends. The fan's hand was in plaster and he made no physical attempt to defend himself, but the points referee said that the verbal abuse he had directed at him justified his action. The event is now being investigated and there is plenty of material to work with. Boxing fans who were recording the fight all promptly turned their cameras to the fight outside the ring when it started. We're enjoying unseasonably warm weather in the Czech Republic, but many towns, in particular Prague, have been hidden under a blanket of smog these past few weeks. Now, the adverse effect of smog on asthma patients is well known, but few people realize that smog also affects the reproduction process. Medical tests conducted in the 1990s in the town of Teplice showed that air pollution adversely affects the quality of male sperm and is believed to be responsible for 3% of male infertility in the region. Polluted air allegedly damages the head of the sperm, which results in infertility or severely increases the chance of a spontaneous abortion in the early weeks of pregnancy. So, according to scientists at least, this is not a good time to be making babies. Kidney dialysis is a life-saving treatment for people who don't have functioning kidneys because of disease, injury, or birth defects. For the first time ever in Czech medical history, this method was used to save the life of a dog. 1.5-year-old Maya was admitted to a private veterinary clinic with acute poisoning and kidney failure and would have died were it not for the fact that one of the clinic's employees originally worked on a children's intensive care ward. He knew that the hospital he worked at had an old dialysis machine, which had long been taken out of operation, though it was still functioning. He drove over there and purchased it for the clinic, and within hours, vets had put Maya on dialysis, cleansing her blood of the poison and saving her life. It was an experiment, Miroslav Hanzák said later. We had no idea whether it had been done anywhere else or what hurdles we could come up against when giving a dog dialysis treatment, but we were lucky Maya survived. The dog's owner, Vlastimil Mandík, said he had not hesitated for a minute when it came to covering the cost of treatment, which amounted to tens of thousands of crowns. She's one of the family. We're glad they could save her for us, he said. Consider two very different locations, a Baroque palace in the lesser town close to Prague Castle and a seedy, run-down, 9-story block of flats on the outskirts of Prague. Would anyone in their right mind consider exchanging one for the other? If you think not, think again. 6 years ago, the Baroque Palace belonged to the Czech Interior Ministry, which decided to swap it for the seedy, run-down block of flats, allegedly because it provided more housing quarters for its employees. More surprisingly yet, the value of the Baroque palace located in the close vicinity of Prague Castle was assessed at 73 million crowns. The run-down block of flats in the ownership of the company Baton at 150 million crowns. The transaction was said to have been a simple exchange of property with no money changing hands, and it was approved by then Interior Minister Stanislav Gross. The current Interior Minister Ivan Langer finds the whole deal extremely suspicious and has ordered a thorough investigation. Well, who wouldn't? Unless, of course, you really hate the Baroque architecture in the lesser town and want to breathe the fresh air of the Prague suburbs. This week, thousands of Czech children received visits from St. Nicholas, an angel and a devil, a trio that makes the rounds at this time of the year to reward children who have been good and wag a warning finger at those who have misbehaved. The reward is usually a bag of fruit and chocolates. Those who have not been so good get a lump of black coal or a potato. Much to their surprise, parliamentary deputies also got a visit from St. Nicholas, an angel and a devil on Tuesday evening, and they each opened parcels containing one tangerine, one lump of coal and three cards, each depicting a school, playground and church. The trio were from the Green Party, and the cards were meant as a silent rebuke regarding the practice of deputies allegedly buying public support by sharing out state funds for their own constituencies. However, this seems a small sin compared to the fact that 6 months after general elections, the country still lacks a government. Had voters thought to pay Czech deputies a visit in the guise of the pre-Christmas trio, there is no doubt that there would have been no tangerines and huge piles of coal.
Daniela Lazarova there with Magazine. But Daniela doesn't leave us just yet. She's prepared a new phrase for you to learn in Soundcheck.
Listening to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's new Czech language series in which you can learn useful phrases through song lyrics. Today we'll be using a song by the group Činoski called Jsem dobrák od kosti.
Má milá, vždyť mě znáš, jsem dobrák od kosti. A ty jsi tam, co mi to jednou všechno odpustí.
And yes, today's phrase is the name of the song itself. Jsem dobrák od kosti literally translates as I'm a good person to the very bones. In other words, I'm a good person through and through. You can also hear the abbreviated version of this, Jsem dobrák, or I'm a good guy. Listen to the phrase again.
Má milá, vždyť mě znáš, jsem dobrák od kosti. A ty jsi tam, co mi to jednou všechno odpustí.
There are a number of other ways to express the exact same sentiment in Czech. Another way of saying jsem dobrák od kosti or jsem dobrák is to say mám srdce ze zlata, the precise equivalent of the English saying I have a heart of gold. And yet another phrase which has pretty much the same meaning is na mě se dá dříví štípat. Literally, you can use me as a chopping block, meaning I'm so good and patient, I will not protest. Na něm se dá dříví štípat is a phrase that women will say about a man who is henpecked by his wife and goes about her bidding without protest. While the latter suggests you are so good as to be a fool, sem dobrak od kosti is wholly positive. So let's listen to the phrase once again.
Má milá, vždyť mě znáš, jsem dobrák od kosti. A ty jsi tam, co mi to jednou všechno odpustí.
And that brings today's Czech lesson to an end. I'm sure that there are plenty of you out there who could truthfully say, jsem dobrák od kosti. But remember, there can be too much of a good thing. And there's a thin line between being a dobrák od kosti and someone's fool. So be a dobrák by all means, but don't let people use you as a chopping block. Until next time, goodbye.
Má milá, jak ti je, tak jak ti je. Jsem ten, kdo jednou tvý tělo zakryje. Jsem ten, kdo tě jednou oddělá. Potkala jsi zkrátka, koho jsi neměla.
Today's soundcheck with Daniela Lazarová, as well as almost all other features and reports from Radio Prague, can be reviewed on our website www.radio.cz/English. In case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Radio Prague's English language service. Now another chance to hear this week's one-on-one. If you happen to be a celebrity like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jack Nicholson or Paul Newman, then you may have heard of Roman Hadrbolec. In fact, you may have tasted his dishes. Roman is a Czech celebrity chef who was born in Moravia. After an apprenticeship in Austria's four-star hotel Alpov, 3 months down under, and several months on the Pride luxury ship of the prestigious Seabourn cruise line, he spent a decade in the homes of people many of us only know from cinema screens. Roman Hadrbolec is now with me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you moved to LA and a few months later ended up cooking for celebrities. How did that happen?
I met Mrs. Brony, the housekeeper and a nanny for Kenny Rogers. And she told me about this agency in San Fernando Valley for chefs, for housekeepers, basically the personal and staff of the celebrities. And I got a job with Mark Hughes, who was the owner of Herbalife, and then with the owner of BMG Music. So I started to work there for 3 months, and then Brony said, well, you know, there's the best agency in Los Angeles, which is in Beverly Hills, and it's owned by Polish lady, Dora. Dora said, well, you don't have an experience of 2 years, which is necessary to work for celebrities as a private chef in Los Angeles, in California. Since you are from Ostrava, since you are 30 minutes from Poland, I'll help you. So, and then she did. She called me the next day, and she said there's this movie producer, John Davis. His dad used to own 20th Century Fox, Mr. Marvin Davis, and they hired me as a weekend chef at his beach house in Malibu, which was amazing because he got this beautiful home with a private cinema room, with a private, you know, beach and private swimming pool and jacuzzi and 20 rooms, you know, and fitness center. I mean, everything you can imagine. Of course, the pay was not that great, but my agent, Dora, told me, if you stick there for like over a year, then you have open doors for any celebrity because Mr. Davis is pretty well connected and everybody loves him.
And that's how you met Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mr. Davis was his best friend, and actually Mr. Davis discovered him and put him into movies. And he actually, through Mr. Davis, Mr. Schwarzenegger has met Maria Shriver, his wife.
His wife.
So that's how we started it, because of the fact that Schwarzenegger don't have a beach house. They were coming to Mr. Davis's house quite often over the summer, and they got to know me, and Arnold loved me because I spoke, you know, German, and I knew how to cook German food, Austrian food, I have to say. So then he told me if I can, you know, pass by, you know, a few times to their house in Pacific Palisades and cook there. I said, oh, why not? I mean, no problem, because I have the week off. So we became friends, sort of, and I have been working there for a year and a half. And then since I was off for the week, most of the time, my agent, Dora, she said, well, there's this other producer, he's recording company owner, Mr. Adler, and he was a producer of Carole King, for example, and he actually came up with the musical, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, exactly, so he was the producer of that, and so she said, well, do you want to work for him? I said, yeah, I would love to, because he lived only 10 houses away from Mr. Davis's beach house. So I went there, and I started to cook only twice a week, and then they hired me for the whole week. And through them, his best friend were Jack Nicholson and Warren Beatty. And his wife was Paul Newman's best friend and colleague as well. And that's how I've met them. And I was there for 2 years. And they were coming to their house again quite often. And I did parties as well for Cher, because she had a meeting with Mr. Davis and at his house. And then Mr. Davis was planning to do some movie with her, so she came like 8-10 times.
But besides working for Mr. Davis, you also ended up working for Mrs. Hoover.
I moved back to Czech. I broke up with my girlfriend. And then I didn't want to return to Los Angeles because I had my memories there. And so Mrs. Hoover, the wife of Mr. Hoover, the inventor of the vacuum cleaner, Hoover, invited me to Chicago to work for her. So I left for Chicago, and I work there for her. She has a beautiful space on the island of Bois Blanc, which is in Michigan, up on the Huron Lake. And we spend there 2 months out of the year in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, we spend a time in Palm Springs.
It actually makes me curious, if you spent all this time with these celebrities in their own homes, have you ever been approached by any tabloid papers to share some of the secrets?
Yes, actually, I have been many times by the Hollywood Report back then. But of course, I'm loyal to my employers. And of course, I have contracts with them. I cannot take any pictures with them. I cannot ask them for autographs. I cannot bother them with different questions. Only if they wanted to, you know, to talk about stuff with me, or if they wanted to, you know, have a picture with me or something like that. But I cannot approach them myself like that.
So you've traveled the world and you spent all this time in the States. You've met celebrities. Why are you back here?
Well, I decided after being and working for celebrities for past 10 years, because it has been 10 years, I always wanted to have something on my own, build my own career and gain out of my experiences after I'm 30 and since I'm 32. There was a time then when I was 30, I said, okay, I'm going home. I want to spend more time with my family, who is my parents. I have really great parents. And of course, we all are getting older, and my parents as well. So I wanted to enjoy them because I was away since I was 15, you know. So that's why I decided to come home. And of course, it was not easy for me because, of course, I haven't been here for 10 years. And I thought that Czech was still what it was before I left Czech Republic, which was not true. So I got a little bit disappointed there, I have to say, I have to admit, because of my friends who... Everybody thought, yeah, he's a millionaire, you know, let's, you know, get the money, you know, out of his pocket or something. So I got some tough time here. I'm here for the second year now. So then I was dating a girl here, and she told me, well, we don't have these kind of like, you know, like chef here on TV. So why don't you try to pursue as a chef on TV? I was like, well, okay. So then I went to an agency, a PR agency. And I spoke to Pavlina Fechterová, she's the owner of Two Media Agency, and she started basically my media campaign, kind of.
So how did your career start here?
All those magazines and newspapers were asking me for recipes, so I was giving recipes away. I had different kinds of columns in different kinds of magazines. And then I got asked to be on a morning show for TV Prima. And they had this morning show there, Prima Izda, it called. So I joined the team there and I was cooking in the mornings. And unfortunately, they canceled the show in July. But by then, I got, very good response. And they told me, you need to, get your book done and then, concentrate on your own cooking show. I was like, well, that's a good idea. Let's do that. So I was working on that. And I finished my cookbook now.
What is it called?
It calls Vařil jsem světovým celebritám. I was cooking for world-known celebrities. And I have 45 pages there of stories with pictures as well, of course, from my archive. It's like my whole biography, my life there. And then, of course, I have recipes there as well. Those are my original recipes. Because when I was cooking for celebrities, the good thing was that some of them had enough of money so I could try out new food or meals. Like, for example, I mix a lot of fruit and vegetables. Like, I do pear and leek soup. I do, like, a carrot and orange soup. And that's what it is in my book as well. And all the recipes are done for Czech market, which means that you can get them, all the products you can get here in Czech. And about my show, I got very good connection with a German producer, German and English producer, I have to say, and I'm dealing with them, and it's looking very good. I need to knock on wood that I'm going to have my own TV show, but in Germany right now, not in Czech yet.
And when will that start?
That will start in March. We have a great concept, which is, cooking for celebrities outside the country, like at their houses. Yeah. Myself, and so we'll see how it's gonna be.
My guest in the studio was Czech celebrity chef Roman Haderbolec. I'm Dita Asiru, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures, 7h27, 5930, 7345, Europe. 8h30, 8h57, 9860, 11600, Europe. Dix-sept heures trente, 17h57, 5930, 15710, Europe, Afrique centrale. 19h30, 19h57, 5930, 9430, Europe, Afrique. 23h, 23h27, 5930, 7345, Amérique du Nord. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.